If only I could just talk sometimes. Here's Peter Appleyard, Moonlight Feels Right. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. We have reached the end of another program of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. As I told you a few minutes ago, Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. This is program number 310.
Date night at the movies.
I got popcorn.
Shh. Sorry.
And some candy.
Getting back to the moments we miss.
Shush.
Starts with getting informed. Get the latest info about COVID-19 vaccines at getvaccineanswers.org. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Kristen and Amber Show is pre-recorded.
Welcome to the Kristen and Amber Show. Today we celebrate Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May, when many people in Mexico and the United States remember the Mexican victory against Napoleon and the French forces back in 1862.
Right. And I didn't know that that's what Cinco de Mayo was for.
No, I thought it was the Mexican Independence Day.
I did too, yeah.
But it's not.
No, and it turns out this is kind of, there's one little town where this happened, this battle happened, where this is kind of a big deal, Cinco de Mayo, but, you know, it's not as a huge deal in Mexico as I thought it would be.
No, I mean, it's not even a federal holiday. People have to go to work, and the banks are open, and,
right,
you know, everything kind of goes on as a normal day, although there are some parades and festivals, I guess, like leading up to or after like Cinco de Mayo festivals.
Yes.
Here in the United States, I think it's mostly like a drinking holiday. Like,
right. It's an excuse,
let's go get some tequila,
get margaritas, mm-hmm, eat some nachos and tacos. I would guess that most Americans don't even know what it means, what it's, you know.
No, and I think, like in my house, we usually have a Mexican meal because I think our favorite, you know, among my kids and my husband, their favorite food of all time is tacos. So there, any day is a great day to have a taco, but especially on Cinco.
Oh. Out the window, so this guy waiting for a ride or something, I don't know, he was in the corner, and I'm asking myself, what the hell that kid doing in the corner? All of a sudden I see his right hand going towards his butt, scratching his ass, and then he smelled his fingers right after that. I got witness of that too, and he did it over and over again, like 6 times. That's so gross. He's like running Nick off my street, scratching his head and smelling his fingers. Yeah. Well, that was not that. That was a very disgusting moment. So this song is dedicated to him. Okay. Here we go. When I scratch my ass, I think of you. Ooh, it's a big crust. When I scratch my ass, I think of the guy in the corner.
The American women are rubbish in bed, and I blame them for this war. They are rubbish in bed, and that's why their men and women are going to buy the war in Iraq. Laura Bush is useless. George W. Bush sleeps at 9 o'clock and she's watching Desperate Housewife. Laura Bush is a Desperate Housewife.
Is your wife different?
I haven't got a wife. Would you like to be my wife? Actually, I have 3 wives. Would you like to be my 4th wife? These Americans are so They think they're clever, they think they're intelligent, but in fact, they are not.
Daddy's not there. Was more for the fragrance and the nice, but my sheet was more for the static and stuff like
that. Did anybody else use combined sheets?
Chop.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Do you remember when we first jumped out of the plane? No parachute. Sky full with our righteous screams cut through the din of the engine and our imagined sound of wind. As we fell, we refined our whoops and hollers. Sure, we knew something about flying the birds had missed. Inevitably, we calmed down, realized we were still higher than any bird with a brain would fly. We were with the wind. The only noise was us. Finally, we fell silent and took in the view. Who knew we would have so far to fall? Just when I thought I had nothing more to say, that whatever I had would whirl off in our tempest of declarations, loss came through again, thrusting into my gut, pulling out the lives of loved ones, old friends and men lynched for being men. And when I thought I had nothing to tell you, the loss had to be filled, decried, beguiled, justified, vindicated, mourned, remembered, exclaimed over and over in a restless creche. We have something to tell you. Loss must be defied. A matter of survival. At the risk of smashing into the earth and leaving no mark.
Nothing makes sense. Chop chop makes sense.
This might sting a little.
Thank you. wants to go away, I'm only impressed as my eyes are closed.
Thank you. To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Schadenfreude. Schadifraud. Schadenfraud. Schadenfrude. 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 Schadenfreude. Schop, 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 schop.
Schadifraud.
Number, trying now, try.
Thank you.
F off to F off, F to F off, back to Russia, to Russia, back to Russia. F off, back to Russia.
Hi, 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 hi. How you doing? All right. This is Steve. It's my show, Radio Free Radio. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You are tuned in to WRCT Pittsburgh. Maybe you're tuned into other things, many other things, just a few things, one or two other things simultaneously. And that's fine. That's fine. I am happy to be there with you. Or, you know, I mean, let's work it out. We've got a couple hours. Let's work it all out. Rojas Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Rojas Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, showing cult, classic, foreign animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter. They have craft beer, and they have vegan options. The Rojas Cinema is located at 4515 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. If you want more information, visit their website at www.rojascinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And Brazilian music is arguably the number one export product from Brazil. From Ipanema to the World presents Brazilian music and information to the listeners of WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook and a broad range of musical styles. And from pipeline to tube dash to hose thread to canal strip to vent stroke, come listen to Pipelines from one genre to another, 7 p.m. Mondays on WRCT.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.